Work on the state's newest sport fish hatchery in Fairbanks should be done in September, which means fishing should get a lot better by next summer. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery will be open for business by September, helping anglers to catch more and bigger fish starting next year. The $46 million state-of-the-art facility at 1150 Wilbur Street, next door to the Carlson Center, is the first of two hatcheries the state is building to restore its sport fish stocking program. The program has been cut way back over the past few years due to old facilities being phased out and the limitations of two aging hatcheries in Anchorage. Jeff Milton, the state's sport fish hatchery program supervisor, says production at the new Fairbanks hatchery should begin within the next few weeks, now that an elaborate water treatment system has been set up and some technical problems have been worked out. During a recent tour of the hatchery, he said those problems have pushed back the production schedule by about a month.
Certainly, the water treatment at this facility is a challenge, but the potential delay in the schedule is not directly related to our water treatment system. We simply have a large complex construction project here, and like most things, not everything goes smoothly.
Yeah.
And so we've had to reorganize or rearrange some of the construction elements.
Growing fish requires careful monitoring at every step in the process, starting with removing iron from the hard water here in Fairbanks.
Our water supply is very similar to the water quality we see throughout the Fairbanks area, which means it's high in iron and manganese. And we need to remove that before that water reaches the fish.
Miller said fine-tuning the water treatment system required Fish and Game staff to keep a few thousand rainbow trout fry at the Fort Richardson hatchery longer than had been intended. But he said that won't keep the Fairbanks hatchery from meeting production goals and schedules this year.
As far as when we'll stock fish that the public will see out in the lakes and be able to catch them, all along, our expectation is that we would begin production this summer, but our first catchable fish would not come out of the facility until the spring of 2011. So late May, early June, we should have some catchable rainbow trout ready to go out into the local lakes here.
On the other side of the Alaska Range, the state is planning another hatchery in Anchorage that will be twice as big as the Fairbanks facility and more than twice as expensive. The $96 million Jack Hernandez Sport Fish Hatchery will increase stocking in lakes around south central and southwestern Alaska by some 50% when it reaches full production. That hatchery will be built on Elmendorf Air Force Base at the site of an older facility that will be torn down. The old hatchery on Fort Rich also will be torn down in a few years once the two new facilities in Fairbanks and Anchorage are fully operational. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.